In Thailand's deep wild west, a rare sight. Tigers on the move in the deep forest. These elusive but iconic creatures are central to a conservation success story unfolding in the kingdom. Driven by concerted environmental protection and monitoring of the big cats and all of the other animals that call this protected land home. These researchers are key figures in Thailand enjoying a boom period for tigers. I travel with them as they traverse undulating dirt trails through thick and dry evergreen forest, home to black bears, elephants, tapirs, and pheasants. But in the middle of Mae Wong National Park, it's tigers they have in their sights. At this salt lick, a place where animals congregate, traps have been set, of the camera variety. A feline paw print shows that a tiger has been here recently.
Spotting a tiger in the wild is extremely unlikely, so that's what these infrared cameras are for, an attempt to capture a small moment of evidence of the growing tiger population roaming this national park. This particular route has proven popular for both predator and prey.
An elephant has already spotted one of the cameras, knocking down this tree where the device was installed. Still, its contents show plenty of activity around this clearing. Understanding populations of all types of species in the food chain is what the research team, comprised of park rangers and civil society groups, is looking at.
มีการติดตั้งกล้องสำรวจเพื่อเช็คพยากรณ์ว่าในพื้นที่มีความอุดมสมบูรณ์ของทรัพยากรมากอย่างใดในเมื่อหนึ่งเราได้จำนวนพยากรณ์เบื้องต้นแล้วก็เราก็คิดอ่านต่อก็คือว่าจะทำยังไงเราก็สำรวจ
Recent data shows tigers in the Western Forest Complex, an area of 11 national parks and 6 wildlife sanctuaries in Thailand, have tripled in number from 2007 to 2023. There are an estimated 143 tigers in this region, and the population is growing. That contrasts starkly with the global picture, where there are only about 4,500 wild tigers remaining.
Now that might sound like a lot, but I think we need to remember that just over 100 years ago, there were more than 100,000 tigers that occurred on our planet. And that means that there's been an almost 95% reduction in the number of tigers in just the last 100 years. And now tigers only occur in 10 countries across Asia. And they only inhabit around 7% of the land area that they once lived in over time.
Mae Wong National Park only received official protection status in 1987. Its landscape has been rehabilitated in the years since then. Efforts to conserve this landscape have seen overwhelmingly positive results.
พื้นป่าเนี่ยแม่วงของลานเนี่ยมันก็กลับกลายมาเป็นความหวังของสัตว์ป่าไม่จําเป็นเฉพาะเสืออย่างเดียวนะครับสัตว์ป่าทั้งหลายก็ตามเขาก็พร้อมที่จะขยายพื้นที่หากินของเขาออกมาในพื้นที่ป่าใหม่ๆที่เราได้ปกป้องรักษาไว้อันนี้ก็คือความสําคัญของแม่วง
If tiger numbers are growing, for experts, it's a strong sign that the landscape is being well managed.
Tigers are an important part of an ecosystem. They are a top-tier predator in those ecosystems. And if we have healthy tiger populations, that means that we also have healthy populations of other species. We have good biodiversity in those areas, and that means that overall, the system, the forest, is complete and working well.
Close to the salt lick in Mae Wong, the park researchers get set to reinstall another camera trap. Again, tied to a tree likely knocked down by an elephant. They set the camera's lens on a nearby stump, a scratching pole for the various mammals wandering along this trail. one of the rangers doing his best tiger pose just to get the angle right. A pile of bones just meters from the tree, prey devoured at some point in the recent past, is a warning sign about the dangers of predators finding new ways to thrive in this jungle patch. Eventually, officials here are aiming for a total of 15 tigers. If the landscape can support them, it means the rest of their efforts are working.
การที่เราได้เห็นเสือโคร่งในประเทศไทยยังได้เดินอยู่ในป่าประเทศไทยมันเป็นสิ่งที่น่าภูมิใจสำหรับคนไทยครับ
The tiger is alive here, and for the sake of the entire forest, that being true, is a sign that nature is finding its way back to balance.